Hi, this is Beautiful Educator 43, and today I'm going to do something that you might have never heard before. So, unfortunately, since I'd say 2007, I've struggled with intimacy pain. It's not all kinds of intimacy, but it is specifically intercourse. And it's real. It is something that happens to girls and even to guys too. And it sucks. It's not fun. But I haven't had sex in like 2 years with my husband. Thankfully, he's very supportive and understanding, but I do miss it a lot. Maybe not as much as when I was like, you know, in my 20s, but, you know, because I am older now, but I do miss it. I do miss the connection. Fingering I'm completely fine with, but yeah, it's intercourse that is uncomfortable. And for some girls, it's uncomfortable on the inside. Some girls, like for me, it's like the opening that hurts. So a couple years ago, I started going to physical therapy and it was great. Like I didn't even know there was physical therapy for intimacy pain. And I went to 4 sessions, and in those sessions, it was a lady therapist, very sweet. She used dilators on me, and I felt it was very helpful. But unfortunately, my health insurance stopped covering the sessions. So I could not complete the sessions. So I bought dilators myself, and I have done this process, not completely, I didn't get to the last dilator that I wanted to, but I have tried to do this twice now over the last 4 years, 5 years, and I'll get through the first few, and then I'll get to like the fifth one, and then I give up. Like, I get scared, it gets too uncomfortable, so I just stop doing it. And, yeah, I just think that maybe I could try it again and post about it and hear what you guys think and, you know, maybe get some encouragement from you guys. So if you want to follow along with the process of this, I use dilators from a website called Intimate Rose. They have an eight dilator set. So it's got 4 small-ish ones and 4 bigger ones. And today I'm going to start with, of course, the smallest one. I've never really had any issue with this one. It's usually pretty comfortable. It's no bigger than my pinky finger. So, according to the website, it is 2.8 inches long, 0.45 inches wide. So it's nothing for me. Luckily I can deal with this one and it's not bad, but, yeah, I thought, I'm not going to have an orgasm with this one. I probably won't orgasm with the smaller ones, but I think with some of the bigger ones, I will try to have an orgasm, just because maybe that will help distract me. But with the first few, I think I'll be okay, so I don't think I'm gonna need to have an orgasm. I mean, this one should feel fine, should feel good. So, I use, the lubrication I use is called Slippery Stuff. This is the lubrication that my therapist used on me, and I felt like I preferred this one a lot more than KY Jelly. This one is water-based, glycerin-free, and it's a gel, so it's a lot more comfortable. So I have like a whole sheet of instructions that my therapist gave me, and I don't have it with me right now, but I kind of remember what I was supposed to do. So basically what you're supposed to do is get in a comfortable position, relax, like do some like tensing and relaxing of your like hips and thighs, and then put the dilator in as deep as it feels comfortable, and then leave that there for like I think like a minute or something or a couple seconds. And then if it's comfortable, they can kind of like take it in and out a couple times. And then you're supposed to do this technically like a couple times a week. And then when you're ready, you move on to the next size up. So this one, I mean, I should not need a week for this one. Like, I don't know, maybe like a few days. I'll probably just record like the first day I'm using a new size, because I probably won't record like every single day because that's probably gonna get boring. So I put lube on it. That's very slippery. Okay. So I got pajama pants on, but no underwear underneath, so makes it easier. I also kind of have to pee a little bit, so that's gonna be kind of nice. I'll let you know when I put it in and how I'm feeling and everything. Man, this has been a while. I haven't done this in a while. Forgot to relax. Okay, so tense, relax, tense, relax. Okay, so I'm gonna put it in. Okay, it's fine. No discomfort, no pain. Okay, it's like halfway in. Okay, nothing wrong here. A little pressure, tiny bit. I mean, I haven't done this stuff in like months, so I also haven't self-pleasured in quite a while, so this does feel a little odd, if I'm being honest. Also probably because I have to pee. I mean, it does feel a tiny bit uncomfortable. So I probably won't put it in all the way today. But it's halfway in. It's a start. It's something. So I'm just gonna kind of leave that there, like halfway in, and I'm not gonna move it in and out yet. Probably not today. Maybe in a few days. But and I'm really surprised because this one usually doesn't cause me any trouble, but it's a tiny bit uncomfortable. Probably because I'm maybe sitting in a chair. I think it's usually a little bit more comfortable when I'm laying down, but I'm at my computer chair, so but half of the dilator's in, and it's very wet. I definitely put enough lubrication on it, and not bad. It's a little discomfort, but I think if I do this a couple of days in a row and really try to focus on relaxing first, and I'm gonna slide it out and probably end up going pee in a minute. It feels pretty nice with a full bladder, and I feel like I've definitely drank a lot, so I definitely need to go pee. It feels nice having it in. That's basically it. You can hear my dog snoring in the background, I probably. I hope you enjoyed this. And yeah, I'll try to record another one if you guys are interested. And yeah, if you go to Intimate Rose website, you'll be able to see the different sizes that I'll be using. And yeah. And if any other ladies or guys go through intimacy, like intercourse pain, let me know, because I'm probably not the only one that goes through this. And don't feel like embarrassed. Like, it's not your fault. Like, I know it sucks, and like, but it's something you can work on. Like, these dilators, like, I'm sure once I get through them all, like, it will bring sex back into my life, and you know, and my husband will appreciate it. So I'm taking it out now. Okay. There's definitely some wetness on it. There's some white wetness on it. So my body definitely enjoyed that, I guess. So I hope you like that, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Okay, bye.